Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The players are great. I love competing with all of them. I feel like I still have more to contribute and more to give to this game, and I feel I'm best suited to do that as a starting pitcher. Worked very hard to get to this position. It's no ill will towards anybody in this city. It's been a great home to me and my wife for the past year. I know there's probably going to be some animosity towards this type of thing. There's a negative connotation when this type of thing comes around, but trying to do what's best.
There he is, Aaron Civale, just yesterday talking about wanting to be traded, and his agent telling them he wants to be a starter somewhere else going into a free agent year at the end of this season. And the Brewers said, no problem. Enjoy Chicago. Oh, wait, you thought we meant the Cubs? No. You think we would trade you to the first place? No. You're going to go to the White Sox, and you're going to like it, and we're going to get back Andrew Vaughn. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM at 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Steve Sparky, Fiver with you, being joined now by one of our favorites. He is David Haw, the Mullen Haw Morning Show on 670 The Score. Follow him on Twitter at David Haw. David, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
How you doing, Sparky?
I'm doing good. I can't wait to find out how you all reacted to this one here, getting Aaron Civale and giving up Andrew Vaughn. I would assume most in Chicago that were White Sox fans were elated.
Well, I think they were elated because Andrew Vaughn was a symbol of disappointment and just the failed promise of the last rebuilding project. And so he is now going to be in a position to benefit from a change of scenery. And boy, does he need one. They sent him down to Charlotte, AAA, about a month ago, and I don't think there were really any realistic expectations that he would return. There are a lot of people hoping for something like this, a team that would be willing to take a chance on somebody who still has some maybe good baseball ahead of him. He needs to unlock that potential. He's been a guy that was a third overall pick, but he was a first baseman as a third overall pick, and maybe overdrafted. No, not maybe. He was overdrafted, and he never really exceeded 21 home runs, about a 250 hitter. Quiet guy, hardworking guy, team guy, because he played left field when he had no business being out there. But Andrew Vaughn leaving Chicago and the South Side, nobody really is going to miss him, even though he was a guy that was very easy to like and talk to.
All right, let's talk about that part of Andrew Vaughn. So when they drafted him 3 overall in the 2019 draft, what were expectations? What were people telling you about this kid when the White Sox drafted him?
That he was going to be somebody that could hit 300, line drive doubles hitter, maybe 25 to 30 home runs in a good year, could run into one every so often, and was an excellent defensive first baseman and a real try-hard, team-first, humble guy. And a lot of that was true, but a lot of that was also he just never really was consistent enough at the plate. He'd have stretches and then he'd disappear. And I unrelated to the consistency issues, I think he had a hard time, I think, assimilating quickly because it was Tony La Russa, I believe. He played left field out of necessity. They tried to get his bat in the lineup early, so they put him out there. And I think it probably affected maybe a little bit of a slow start at the plate. But overall, I think that he was expected to hit for more power and certainly for better slug at times.
All right, so let's talk about it from the defensive perspective. David Haugh, Molly Haugh, Morning Show on 670 The Score, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fancy. Sparky Fiver with you. How was he defensively first as a first baseman?
Pretty good. He's going to be somebody that doesn't hurt you. He was somebody that I don't know if he'll ever win a gold glove, but he wasn't a liability at all. He felt pretty good about Andrew Vaughn at first base. In left field, you know, I don't know what the needs are. I know that Murph probably likes to keep an open mind to a lot of different things, but I don't know that that would be plan B.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
He's either probably a DH or a first baseman. Can probably play left field in a pinch. He did it for a while, but I don't think that anybody thought it was the worst thing when he stopped doing it.
How and why did he end up playing second and third base at points?
He's definitely a good enough athlete, but I just think, you know, his whole thing, the reason he was drafted high wasn't for his defense. Andrew Vaughn's disappointment, and he will make his money. He will have as long of a career in the majors, as long as if he can hit again, that's it. He just stopped hitting with the White Sox.
David, when we talk about the White Sox and where they're at, I had a conversation with Mitch Rosen, who you obviously know and I know, as he's both of our bosses. And we were talking about whether or not he's a bust or not, and I just said, bad organization. That's what it was. He was in a bad organization, and if you're the Brewers, you feel good that with your development and your organization that maybe you can get something out of him. And essentially, there's no rush for this year. Reese Hoskins is a free agent after this year, and that if they can figure out his hitting between now and the end of the season, he very well has a chance to be the starting first baseman for the Brewers next year if they can figure it out.
I've got to feel like the Brewers feel good about this deal. You had in Savale a guy with an expiring contract who was unhappy about his demotion and might have been a problem down the stretch. And in return, you get a first baseman just like you described. In the right system, with a change of scenery and a new attitude and outlook, I think that he could thrive. I really do. I was always a big Andrew Vaughn guy, and I felt like he was a guy that, as long as you were realistic in your expectations, is he an all-star? I don't think so. I think at one point in time I believed that. But he is somebody that if he could just get to a new organization, and the Brewers are a healthy organization. The White Sox right now, well, the White Sox during his tenure were not. They've gotten a lot better, Sparky. I mean, they're doing some better things. They're improving the entire top-to-bottom organization. But he's not going to be part of the future. So he was deemed expendable.
Talking with David Haw, Molly and Haw on 670 The Score. Follow him on Twitter at David Haw. I'm not going to let you get out of this conversation without bringing up the Chicago Cubs, because I'm sure you want to gloat a little bit about how good your Cubs are playing. So I will allow you to do that and take the floor. Go ahead.
The thing is, I don't have to gloat because you can just look at the standings and know that your guy, you called the traitor, we called maybe the answer, Craig Counsell, has pushed all of the right buttons in a bullpen that since the last 25 games has an ERA collectively of less than one. Oh, by the way, the guys that he thrust into the starting rotation, Colin Ray, you might remember him. Yeah. Also, Ben Brown, the young guy, they've been pretty good. Today, Cade Horton's matching Paul Skene's pitch for pitch. Yes, this is a team that's built for the playoffs. Yes, this is a team you're going to see in Craig Tober. They will get there. I think they're on their way. And, you know, we'll see you next week, and we'll compare notes.
I'm anxious to see if the answer that you're calling the trader currently, if he's still the answer by the time the end of September rolls around. So we will definitely revisit that. I like the nickname, though. I think that's fitting right now because you're in first place. You're rolling along. The bats are electric at this point and are played really well for the most part. Maybe had a little bit of a down stretch maybe in the last week or so, but for the most part, been going well. Suzuki looks like he's figured things out down there. Pete Carroll Armstrong's a stud, and maybe you get Imanaga back next week. Is that what they're saying?
Imanaga, maybe a couple weeks. I don't think he'll pitch next week. He's certainly not at the major league level. He's got another rehab stint tomorrow, I believe, out in Arizona. And next week, you guys will be reintroduced to PC Anytime.
Yeah, Pete Carroll Armstrong will be fun. Really, really good player. I got no problem about that whatsoever.
That's MB Pete Armstrong to you.
What is it?
MB Pete.
All right. Oh, my God.
See, you can this call is, Craig Counsell the trader. I can call him MV Pete Armstrong.
Absolutely you can. Yes, MV Pete Armstrong. Yeah, you can call him whatever you want to call him. I don't understand why, because my kid's a Cubs fan, unfortunately. I don't understand why they don't make small youth-size Pete Carroll Armstrong jerseys for the Cubs. I do not understand. I was on the Cubs website, on the Fanatics website. They don't exist. It doesn't make any sense.
He just got a new number in April. I mean, give him a break. They said mass-produce.
Well, chop, chop. You're Chicago. You're supposed to be big time. That's what they tell me all the time.
He's number four, and you'll know all about him after next week.
Yeah, well. David Haw, Mullen Haw on 670 The Score. Follow him on Twitter at David Haw. I really hope for your sake y'all do well in that series, because if you don't, I'll be calling you back next week, I promise.
Thanks, Sparky. David, I'll always answer.
Take care. I know you will.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.